Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Accese suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते कई भाषाओं में कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
我们的节目提供多种语言，请看 suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Rancangan kami menawarkan banyak bahasa. Sila kunjungi suprememastertv.com/katabanschedule.
برامجنا متوفرة بال العديد من اللغات يرجى زيارة suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Наши программы предлагают много языков. Пожалуйста, посмотрите suprememastertv.com/schedule.
ਸਾਡੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਨ ਅਨੇਕ ਭਾਸ਼ਾਵਾਂ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਦੇਖੋ suprememastertv.com/schedule.
At this time even people don't practice calling method, they all go to the third level or fourth level even accordingly. I told you already, no? Even the sinner, the one who don't even practice and very bad also, not too bad, but bad, no? And then they can go to third level already because they have been cleansed.
Please continue watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, Dutch, English, Finnish, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Nepali, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Salutări cu prietenie, telespectatori cu inima nobilă! Numele meu este Maria, din Târgu Mureș, din România plină de inspirație. Cetățenii noștri dulci vă laudă eforturile zilnice de a promova pacea. România este o țară fascinantă din sud-estul Europei, cu oameni remarcabili. Este binecuvântată cu o diversitate de peisaje naturale, cum ar fi munții Carpați, câmpiile întinse din sud, cascada Bigar și ghețarii subterani pe locul 2 în Europa ca mărime. România are 8 monumente în patrimoniul mondial desemnat de Organizația Națiunilor Unite pentru Educație, Știință și Cultură, UNESCO, printre care Delta Dunării, pădurile bătrâne de fagi din munții Carpați, bisericile din Moldova și mănăstirea Horezu. Capitala țării, București, este cel mai mare oraș și este centrul cultural și financiar al țării. De asemenea, este și locul Palatului Parlamentului, a doua ca mărime dintre clădirile administrative ale lumii. Noi suntem încântați să vă prezentăm pe scurt frumoasa Românie, telespectatori înțelepți. Noi vă dorim să aveți zilele pline de iubire și liniște interioară eterne. De peste 3 decenii, Maestra Supremă Ching Hai ne-a iluminat lumea noastră prin învățăturile sale divine. Ca maestră complet iluminată,
Dânsa predă metoda Kuan-Yin de meditație celor care doresc să descopere imediat natura de Dumnezeu din interior și să realizeze într-o singură viață eliberarea eternă din ciclul transmigrării. Metoda Kuan-Yin a fost practicată de toți maestrii luminați, cum ar fi Buddha, Confucius, Guru Nanak, Isus Hristos, Lao Tzu, Lordul Krishna, Lordul Mahavira, Profetul Mohamed, pacea să fie cu el, și mulți alții. Dânsa pune accentul pe faptul că dacă noi ne aducem aminte mereu de Dumnezeu, dacă suntem altruiști și respectăm legile universale, o să ajungem la cel mai înalt potențial ca oameni și o să înțelegem cu adevărat scopul nostru pe pământ. Maestra Supremă Qinghai este un exemplu viu extraordinar al compasiunii, trimițând regulat ajutoare materiale și financiare, precum și iubire refugiaților, celor homeless, victimelor dezastrelor naturale și altora care au nevoie de ajutor. Maestra Supremă Qinghai îi mulțumește profund prea bunului Dumnezeu pentru tot ajutorul financiar, confortul și sprijinul față de cei afectați și aflați la nevoie și sau pentru orice cauză bună de-a lungul anilor, ca un vehicul smerit pentru a lui sau a ei, un termen neutru pentru el sau ea, compasiune și iubire față de copiii lui sau ei, neprețuiți. Maestra Supremă Qinghai primește sprijin și iubire de la diferite organizații, mass media, guverne și persoane individuale, precum și multe premii de la ei, cum ar fi Premiul Gusi pentru Pace 2006, considerat ca Premiul Nobel pentru Pace în Asia, Premiul de Lider Spiritual al Lumii din 1994, Premiul Mahavir din 2008. 22 februarie și 25 octombrie, ambele au fost proclamate ca Ziua Maestrei Supreme Qinghai și Cetățean de Onoare al Statelor Unite, etc. Și a fost onorată de-a lungul anilor cu nenumărate premii și laude pentru faptele sale umanitare și filantropice demne de laudă. Noi ne cerem scuze că nu putem arăta multe alte premii și onoruri din cauza lipsei de spațiu și timp. Ca o voce adevărată pentru prietenii noștri animalele, Maestra Supremă Ching Hai promovează dieta păcii pe bază de produse din plante și întrevede, odată cu trezirea omenirii la valoarea sacră a tuturor viețuitoarelor, o lume vegană, plină de glorie și pace, unde animalele și oamenii să trăiască fericiți în armonie. Inițiativele sale de a răspândi trendul vegan sunt diverse și includ distribuția fluturașilor Un alt fel de a trăi, restaurantele vegane internaționale Loving Heart, companii de produse vegane, produse de blană vegană, Supreme Master Television, precum și convorbiri dese cu liderii influenți din guverne și presă și participarea la conferințe televizate despre schimbarea climei, etc. Indiferent dacă noi suntem conștienți de asta sau nu, eforturile sale au avut o influență enormă asupra trezirii globale la un stil de viață ocrotitor al animalelor și despre cum această cale binevoitoare poate aduce pacea eternă între țări, în timp ce ne salvează planeta de la schimbarea climei și dezastre. De-a lungul anilor, Maestra Supremă Ching Hai a călătorit în toată lumea, din America până în Africa, din Europa în Asia și a ținut sute de discursuri cu publicul și cu discipolii săi despre diverse subiecte spirituale. Azi, noi suntem binecuvântați să vă prezentăm una din aceste prelegeri pline de înțelepciune. Povestea creației, partea 3 din 4, din Între maestră și discipoli, ținută în engleză pe 26 februarie 2005.
Even people don't practice Kuan Yin method, they all go to the third level or fourth level even, accordingly. I told you already, no? Even the sinner, the one who don't even practice and very bad also, not too bad, but bad, no? And then, they can go to third level already because they've been cleansed, you know, through disaster or war or tragedy. They've been cleansed. So I can take them up. They've been cleansed, but if nobody takes them up and they just stay there, like shock. Even physically, sometimes people shock you and you just stand there. Too shocked and you just, something, some event too big, and you just shock and you just stand there. Same with the soul. Some are shocked so much because they have not been virtuous all their life. So when they're shocked like that, they just, like, you know, zombie. But even then, they've been cleansed. So I can take them up. But if nobody takes them up, then they just stay like that for thousands of years. They don't go to hell, but they don't go anywhere. Like what they call limbo, you know? Stay there. Like in storage, yeah? Right. Not thrown out, but not used. Yeah? You understand or not understand my thoughts? The power of the Buddha is always everywhere. Just we need some connection. Like electricity, you have it, but you need wire and plug and socket. Understand? That's all. So it is true that some people are connected with the Buddha's power. You are connected with the Buddha's power. Yeah? You should be the one that makes him feel comfortable. Instead, you worship outside. That's why you always all with, you know, because you're so vulnerable. So if anybody come and say that, oh, they are connected with Buddha and that, and you're already prepared to think like that. Or you think if they meditate, maybe they're better than me, you know, or their method is better. You don't already have some expectation. So sometimes the master power come to you and you thought that's from that person. Because you just have prejudice. Yeah. And you credit all to that person instead. Yeah, because in a way, because you're humble, that is good. But don't be stupid, all right? Pardon my French. Sometimes I just have to hit you quick. It's less painful. you go to the doctor, you know, he talk to you and then I tell him. The needle is already inside. You don't even know it. That's the quickest way, you know? Pain, less pain, you know? Because the more you expect, the more you pain, you know, when you go, some people go to the doctor, you know? No, not yet, not yet. I'm not ready, I'm not ready. Maybe later. No. And they say, doctor, okay, I'm not doing it. Okay, we just talk, all right, and then talk. And you put a needle right into your skin and you don't even know it, and that's the best way. Huh? Any more questions? Yeah, give her the microphone.
Master, I have the question that, in fact, I thought that we really have to have a human body to realize our God power.
Oh, it's all and talk, baby. It's all talk. Different people, the master have to tell different things, okay? Just anticipating you. You know, of course you don't come here for candy and all that, but candy is good. Come here, bless food and all that stuff. Some have to do that, okay? Some higher God, like third level, they want to advance. So they come down here to serve people, to help all the master, to help God, to help God's assistants, and then they get married, yeah? And then they get higher, yeah? It's more difficult to earn merit on the third level or the fourth level because they don't need you. Over there, nobody needs your assistance. But here, in the physical world, people need you. Need some higher God, need angel to help, you see? So if you come down here and help, then you got a lot of merit, then your level will be high when you die.
You mentioned that even the animals could come to a very high level, like the fifth level. So this is a question that I had, could come up to that level?
Only if they are with the master. Not every master, not every animals go to the fifth level.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, my pet. Okay?
Thank you.
Some of the pets also come from higher level, eh? They come down as a dog or as a bird just to be near so that they can go higher even.
Okay.
Understand?
Yeah, I understand now.
Any more?
That's all.
That's all good. Next one.
师父, 听听中间, 主耶稣都说, 牙有一边, 反而会难, 个同理,
he's just humble. He's just humble. Okay, I explain. When he, as a fifth level, that's all he can say. And he's also humble. If he tells them that he's God, he's dead long before that. Jesus was, of course, at that time on the right side of God, because he's only at the fifth level. Then he talked as the level is. Nah? Number one. Number two, because if he say more, people don't believe anyway. They already don't believe that he's a master. Yeah, that's the Messiah even. They don't believe it. Not to talk about if he say, I'm God Almighty. Nobody would understand what God Almighty is anyway. They talk all the time, but they don't even understand. Let alone to understand that God Almighty is in a physical, frail, carpenter body. Yeah? They expect something more glorious than that. At least physically prestigious, you know? Maybe king or something. Splendor, but a carpenter. Jeez. How? Understand me? It was the beginning of his mission. He can hardly even speak before they shut him up. Yeah? If he lived longer among the disciples and they ask him and he already go up a level, then he would tell, yeah, I came from there, if you want to know. But sometimes he slip it out, you know? He slip it out. Like somebody say, Master, tell us more about the Father. Huh? He say, I'm here already and you ask about the Father. Yeah? Sometimes he also slip out. You have to know many things, not just one sentence in the Bible. Besides, the Bible has been cut and censored and chopped into different pieces. Right. Any more question? Now you happy? Somebody explain to you? Có người giải thích chưa? Có rồi, hiểu rồi chưa? Còn muốn hỏi gì nữa không? Right, okay, good. Yeah, but this is a good question. Yeah, any more? Yeah, sure.
This is not a question, this is just a témoignage. My sister is also an initiate, and when my father died, she had a dream a month or two before, and she said that she saw a big hall and you were dressed in black, and you took her and her daughter, because they are both initiates, around the hall behind, and there she said that she saw a boat with a box, and there are many, many layers that you pull out of that box, and then she saw Jesus Christ was rising to heaven. And when my father died, he died on Easter Day. So my sister used to tell me that you are Jesus Christ for that reason, because you came and you announced it to her, but she didn't understand it straight away until my father died, and she understood it. So for her, you are Jesus Christ.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for anointing. Okay. I don't care what you think. You know, I'm Jesus Christ, not Jesus Christ. It's the past already anyway. You can go to the fifth level as far as I can promise you, okay? And if you don't want to go, it's up to you. I'm on the way, all right? Just by the way, you're on my way, so we go together. I give you a lift, all right? Just because you don't have the means to go up there, and I have a big car, so I just take you all along. Yeah, it's just a lift. It's very simple as that, and you make it so complicated. Yeah? Even if you don't do anything, I would take you in a lift. You don't have to pay me anything. It's just a lift. Understand? Yeah. It's very easy, simple. All right, what next? If you want to ask, just get the microphone and talk, okay?
Thank you, Master. You mentioned that the planet's going through a transition. How long is the transition lasting?
It's already kind of complete. Yeah? Just a cleaning up to do. It's like you move into a new house, you already signed contract, everything. You just move a little bit, paint a little bit here and there, or move different furniture, or buy different things. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah,
right. It's not much in the universal timing. But for here, it seems long, eh? Like about 10 years, the period. From 2000 to 2010. Then would be kind of complete. It's complete already, just still a little bit odds and ends to fix. Okay? Right. What happened? You're in golden age. It's getting better, better and better. Huh? Like your level is getting better. Okay, next. Yeah, anybody want, just take the microphone. There.
Can I speak
French? Yeah, sure. It's not if I can understand, it's fine.
Je voulais partager avec vous mon expérience parce que je suis arrivée un des premiers jours et quand vous nous avez donné les cadeaux, quand j'ai appris et récité la phrase, j'ai eu une vision que c'est un tourbillon, que nous sommes tous dans le noir et vous c'est les tourbillons de lumière qui vous tirez tout le temps vers le haut, vers le haut. Et chaque fois, quand je récite cette phrase, je le vois chaque fois et je vous remercie.
C'est la même chose? Wow.
Tout le temps la même chose. Oh, je vous remercie bon. Énormément. C'est très reconnaissant.
Ça fait plaisir, madame. Et merci pour raconter. Ok, anybody translate it for her, please? Better translation. Come on. Yes, give her the microphone. Because she saw some good experience. But I want somebody else to translate, otherwise you think I put pepper and salt into it. Spice. Come on.
The sister, the day we come on 23 evening first, Master greeted us, and just right we arrived, she gave us the gift. And when the sister began to recite the gift during meditation, she had a vision.
No, every time when I tell her, every time she recites, not just
when
invitation.
When Master recites with us,
she repeats. Every time she repeats, she sees the vision. Yeah.
She sees the visions, like a big whirlpool of light. We are in the dark, and Master with the whirlpool of light take us up.
Like this, like a spiral light.
Yes. And she's very grateful to Master for this gift.
You understand, huh?
Yes.
Good translation. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Merci, madame. Yeah. Right. Anybody else? It's like that. It's really, the gift is very powerful. It's like the light is, you know, it's like, a, how you say, pulling you up, eh? Yeah. Next one, I told you, it's very powerful. But you, some of you are so blind, deaf and dumb. The reason, I tell you the reason why some of you don't experience your levels. It's because you've been here by merit. You understand? Not all of you came direct from those heavens or higher heaven. So you're here by merit, by grace, yeah? So it's okay, you come along, but you don't know much about it. It's fine. You still can go, yeah? Yeah? I give you a lift only. Understand this? Remember? All right. No more question, eh? But you happy, no?
Yes.
Sometimes some of you just recently moved to the third level. So your mind is still active. It's still on the second level, as the intellect. So you cannot comprehend what I was talking about. You're more eager to ask nonsense. But it's okay. I understand. You slowly will chew your present, choose your gift, and then slowly digest it, and then you will slowly understand the magnitude of it, okay? Yeah. It doesn't matter, you don't have to understand today. Many of you understand it because your level are higher. If you're on the fourth level, you understand me quicker. If you're on the third level, you understand me a little less quick. But you're at the border of second level to third level, then you're kind of more or less deaf, yeah? But doesn't matter, in the future you will go higher into the third level by listening to me, by merit, by meditation. You look back in the tape again, you will understand perfectly. Yeah? You understand perfectly what I'm talking about. So everybody has his time. No problem. You are all my children and I love you very much. Better.
Dragi telespectatori, vă mulțumim că ați fost cu noi la programul de azi intitulat Povestea Creației, partea 3 din 4, din Între maestră și discipoli. Va urma în continuare, din Sfântul Tanac al Iudaismului, Cartea lui Mișlei, Proverbe, selecțiuni din capitolele de la 20 la 23, 28 și 29, partea 2 din 2. Din cuvinte ale înțelepciunii, imediat după Noteworthy News. Vă invităm să rămâneți cu noi pe Supreme Master Television pentru mai multe emisiuni pozitive. Cu grația lui Dumnezeu să vă înflorească viața în bucurie și pace! Cherished viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program entitled The Story of Creation, Part 3 of 4, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is from Judaism's Holy Tanakh, Book of Mishlei, Proverbs,
Selection from chapters 20 to 23, 28 and 29, part 2 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. With God's grace, may your lives flourish and blossom in joy and peace.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/DND.